This is CBS Eye on the World with Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's in London, and we now take a walk in the park, but I'd rather not, because right now what I'm looking at is a Greenwich Park never seen. There is no green in it, none whatsoever. There's some trees in the distance that seem to be along a water line, and they're green, but the grass is all gone. People lonely are sitting in the middle of it, and there's a couple of guys walking across a path. It looks extremely hot. Joe, the climate in Europe has been unusual. Let's say that. Dramatic. Operatic. I know that it's parched in Greenwich Park. I can see it. I know that the temperature is climbing again in London. I can read the news. What I did not know was that this band of heat is all across France, down to South France, through the Po River Valley, all along the northern Mediterranean, damaging the food crops and making it very difficult for people to plan holidays or get out. So, all of that said, which is big thinking, what the heck is a hosepipe ban? How is that going to answer anything, Joe?
Well, I mean, the big concern right now isn't just the temperatures. It is the drought, which I think is becoming more serious. I can't remember now the last time here in London we had a proper soaking rain that went on for a day or two, as you would expect in England, and then would sort of leave the grass and the trees and the plants properly watered for a while. So things are getting extremely dry. This is drawing down various reservoirs and raising concerns about the water supply. So the solution in some areas in England has been these hosepipe bans, which is basically a prohibition on using hoses to water your lawn or your garden. I think they are concluding that they are going to have to sacrifice the you know, plants in people's backyard in order to make sure that there is going to be enough water for other uses. And this is still not across the entire country. It's limited to a few small areas, but there are other regions, including London, that are in danger of having these restrictions imposed. And I think that it is a sign of the stress that Europe is coming under right now as a result of this basic lack of rain.
Is there a hosepipe police force? I mentioned that, Joe, not just to mock, but I remember several years past reporting out of Texas. There was a severe drought one year, and the aquifer was being drained. And what they did was they put a ban on watering your lawn, as I recall, in Austin. And there were people who rode around, and if you had a green lawn, you were ticketed. Is there anything like that being discussed?
Well, in theory, there could be fines if you're caught violating the ban. I suspect a lot of it in this country is going to work on the basis of social pressure. People would not enjoy the thought that their neighbors will think poorly of them for having violated the ban to water their gardens. And, you know, I think that it goes to show that there is still in England, some degree of cooperative spirit about this sort of thing. And I think that once people understand that there is a water emergency, they will want to do the right thing. But there's also the separate debate now underway about whether the water companies have really been responsible in the way that they had planned for this kind of weather, and whether the drought is perhaps a bit more destructive and worrisome than it needs to be, simply because the water utilities had not adequately provided your reservoirs and other storage.
The Financial Times gives me an odd statistic. This is the driest July in England since 1935. That's not a good year, Joe, to refer to. Things fell apart right after that. I want to come to life in London, though. It is a pandemic. We have statistics that are worldwide. How is the masking? How is the gathering in restaurants and pubs? How is the theater, even in the heat? Is it all returning to normal, or is there still hesitation and spottiness?
I would say that things are pretty much back to normal. I mean, if you go into restaurants, if you go on the tube, I've been to the theater several times in recent weeks, and you do not generally see a lot of masking, with the possible exception of a lot of American tourists who are visiting London right now do seem to be inclined to mask up. For the most part, though, I think the pandemic has pretty much receded as a concern, and the heat is the big issue. I mean, we were expecting another heat wave for the rest of this week, not anything of the sort that we had a few weeks ago, but still uncomfortably high temperatures. This UK is not set up for that. There isn't enough air conditioning coming amid the drought. It's rather worrisome. And I think that people are prioritizing dealing with some of these weather emergencies over whatever concern they still feel about the pandemic.
Hannah Cloak, professor of hydrology at Reading University, reports water levels in several major river systems are very low. Some upper parts of rivers, including the Thames, have dried up almost completely. The Thames, upper river part of the Thames, dried up. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes political economics. He's based in the overwarm London. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.